are possible with God. On the basis of those verses, we are to use a thought or theme this morning. I like to use a theme, I'm serving a possible God. Amen. I'm serving a possible God. I wonder how many of you have ever gone through your life, and as you're going through life, you find that every time you try to get one thing worked out, something else seems to fall apart. Anybody in here know anything about that? Anybody in here ever realize that it doesn't matter who you are or how good you try to be, there are going to be trials and tribulations that are going to happen in your life. And it's not that you're a bad person. It's not that anybody got anything against you. It's just life. You have to accept life as being just life. You're going to have some good days. God knows you're going to have some bad days. But every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day when we should glorify God and thank God for another day's journey. Hallelujah, Jesus. We take our lives for granted and we just don't know how blessed we really are. Even the mere fact that we are here this morning, that we assembled ourselves and the blood is yet running warm in our veins, that is something for us to praise God about. Hallelujah, Jesus. We leave home and with expectations of going and taking care of this or taking care of that and going to return home. But you never know what's going to happen in transit. Every day something is happening on the highways and even within our communities. We find that we cannot determine what is going to happen in our lives. So we got to believe in a higher power. You can leave home this morning and not ever, ever return again. There are people that you saw yesterday that you might not ever see again. So it behooves us this morning that when God gives us an opportunity to share our love with one another, to speak to one another, to take care of one another, we need to take advantage of it. Many of us, we act like we're going to be here always, but we're not here to stay. We're here, we're living now, but we're yet going to die. None of us are homesick, so we're not calling on God to come and get us right now. We're trying to live as long as we can live. But despite that, we find that sickness is on every hand. Trouble is on every hand. Crime is all over the world. We get reports here, reports there that there's been an accident here. I got a news this morning that one of our young ladies had been in an accident, but she's all right. My cousin yesterday was in an accident, but she's all right. So God is blessing in the midst of what you got to go through. And isn't it amazing how you can be in one place one minute and 10 minutes later somebody call you and tell you that there's been an accident, there's been a tragedy there, and you began to wonder how in the world that can be. I just was talking to this individual. I just saw them, but you never know what's going to happen out there. You don't have to be in an automobile. You can be walking down the street on your own legs and you can be run over by an automobile. It don't necessarily have to be that. You can just be walking along. I shared with one of my coworkers the other day, and one of her grandchildren, 14 years old, stopped by the church house. She was in church in a meeting, and he stopped by to go in to tell her happy birthday, fell on the steps and died. This was just this week. He had fallen out before and had been tested, but they couldn't find why he had fallen out. And this time, it was too late. And I guess God put that back into my mind because we need to know that we can't look over things when our bodies are not acting like they normally act. You know when something is wrong. So what I'm saying is that when something is just not right, go somewhere and get a professional analogy of where you are. Could you imagine, and I'm sure you can, because death has hit all of our families at one point or a time or another, but could you imagine sitting there and your grandchild laying out there on the steps, dead? And then when you find out and you realize that he was on his way to tell me happy birthday. We got to stop taking our lives for granted.
And it's about time we stop taking one another for granted. Going through the motions because we want to be seen by people. If it's not in your heart to do what you are doing, don't do it. God has blessed us, kept us, and allowed us another chance to come into this house of worship. And I don't know about you, but I count it all joy to yet be counted amongst the living. I'm glad this morning that I'm still yet running in this race of life. And even though in the race of life I have good days and bad days, at least I'm still in the race. And I found out through the word of God that the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but it's to that one that will endure to the end. So you may know somebody that seemingly run a little bit faster than you are, but let them run on. All you got to do is just stay in the race. As I got older, I began to walk real fast. And a lot of times my mother, when we would go shopping, and she'd get very upset because of how fast I was walking. And she would tell them, as long as you can see the back of his head, let him go on. But the thing is that you got to stay in the race. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. You got to keep your eyes on your goal, on the direction in which you're headed, because you don't never know what is going to happen. Stumbling blocks are going to be out there in your way. We find this morning that everywhere we look, there are tragedies. There are tragedies here, tragedies there. And our brothers and sisters are dealing with so many different things in our lives. We are dealing with a drought, and our brothers and sisters over there, they're having floods. Storms are going on, wildfires and all sorts of tragedies are going on in the world, and we sit around and act like God owes us something. We have become deep into the holiday season, preparing festive celebrations of fellowship as we come together in the spirit of love. It's because of the special love of God that Jesus was born. Since his birth, the people of God have tried to emulate the character and the person of Jesus Christ. We will find that when we get into this holiday season, we began to think and we are sidetracked about giving. But I found that the greatest gift of all that we can give is the love of Jesus Christ. We got to understand this morning that this is one of the most precious gifts that we have. I don't care whether you go to Jared's or Macy's or Bloomingdale's. That is not going to get you the type of gift or the quality of gift that you can get from God. Material things are here today and they're going to be gone tomorrow, but God will be with you all times. Those days when you don't feel like getting up, God is still laying there watching over you as you lay down on your bed and makes a way out of no way. We got to understand this morning that there comes a time when we got to have our focus straight. We can't be caught up in material things and worldly things. God wants us to realize that this is a time when we can enjoy Jesus and we can enjoy our families. It's a good time for families to come together and to share our love and to sit down and have our holiday feasts. It's a good time to come together and let you know that I may not have anything to wrap up in a box, but I got something that you can carry back with you in your heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have become so commercialized and so materialistic that we done forgot what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. It's all about peace. It's all about sharing some good news. And the good news is this morning that God loved us so much that he allowed this child to come into the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. As I consider our theme this morning, first of all, we know that we are making a personal statement because this theme says that I'm serving a possible God. You got to serve him. I can't say what you are doing. All I can do is say what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to serve a possible God. And when I say this, this means that I trust him to be there. I trust this God that I serve to do the things in life that I cannot do. In order for us to say it with conviction, we got to have faith in God. We got to believe in the power of God. We got to believe in the unknown. If you got faith in God, faith is the substance of things hoped for. But the Bible says the evidence of things not seen. I cannot see all the blessing that God has for me. But I wonder this morning, anybody in here know that there's a blessing in store for you? Anybody in here know that God has something in store for you? And I heard somebody say that what's mine is mine. God is going to give us a blessing this morning. And God is tired of us just looking wise and acting otherwise. God wants us to know this morning beyond a shadow of a doubt that God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad that I serve a God that will not fail. I serve a God that can do anything. I'm reminded of just yesterday. I was standing out in the yard trying to put out some Christmas lights. And my little cousin was right there. And you know how children want to be a help. He said, Willie, you know what? I can do anything. I said, man, that's all right. But I didn't really want him helping me. I knew where he was coming from. But what he let me know is that I can do anything. Don't tell me I don't know how to do it. Just give me an opportunity to open up my mouth. God is telling somebody this morning that it's time for you to stop sitting down. Open up your mouth. Stand up on your feet. Hold up your holy hand. Tell the Lord, thank you. I want to thank God for all he done for me. Because things have happened in my life that I didn't know why or whatever happened. But I found out how that God, he's a real God. I'm serving a possible God. I'm going to slow down, then I'm going to kick it out. Possible. Possible means that that can be or exists. Possible means that that may or may not happen. Possible means that that can be done. In other words, I serve a God that can do anything. I serve a God that loved me so much that he decided that I gotta save my children. I gotta save them from their sin. How am I gonna do it? I gotta let somebody know that there's gonna come a time when there's gonna be a Savior born. How is the Savior gonna get here? Well, it's gonna be by the Holy Ghost. For the Bible said that it was the sixth month and the angel Gabriel came down from God down into the city of Galilee, a city called Nazareth. He found the virgin by the name of Mary. He came in Mary's room, told Mary, you are highly favored. You got God on your side. God has done blessed you and you're going to carry the Savior of the world. Well, Mary began to look at this angel, said, I don't understand. What kind of greeting is this? How are you going to greet me like that? How in the world am I going to have a baby? And I've never been with a man. But I want to tell you this morning that we serve a possible God. That God can do anything that he wants to do. Anybody know what I'm talking about? God is able. God is able to take us up and to clean us up and to make everything all right in our life. I'm glad that Mary had the right attitude. Mary didn't have no doubt. For Mary told the angel, whatever the word of God said, let it be upon me. But whatever God want me to do, I'll do it for the Lord. For I found out that with men, some things are impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. I wonder this morning, is anybody in this house got any problems in your life? A situation that you're going through and you think you're not going to be able to make it? I stopped by to tell you that you are serving a possible God. When a door get closed in your face, just back up. Said, I don't care. There's another door. I'm going to reach out in faith this morning. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to step on in. And when I get in there, I'm going to shout my troubles over. They tell me when the praises go up. Anybody want to help me? When the praises go up. The praises go up. Somebody better praise him. Somebody better lift him up. Somebody better tell him thank you. Somebody better live like they don't have a tomorrow. But when the praises go up, the blessing will come down. I said, a possible God. Yeah! Sometimes, we get caught up in the what we got, and we put that before God. And that's what happened with the rich young ruler. He had so much money. He was a good man, kept all of the commandments, but he didn't want to give nobody nothing. But the Lord said, sell what you got. Come on and follow me. He thought about that thing. I ain't used to not having nothing. What I got is mine. Me, mine, and mine. You just can't have none. So I don't guess, y'all, I'm going to be able to follow you. And that's why God said that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for those of us that have put anything between him. Don't have to be money. It can be somebody. It can be a situation. It can be your house. It can be your car. Anything you put between you and God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are worshiping that. You are following that. But when you step aside from that and say, God, I don't want to lean to my own understanding, but I want you to lean and direct my very path. And I'm going to walk along this season's journey while I have a chance. If sickness comes, I'm glad that I got a possible God that'll do what I need him to do. When pain comes, my possible God said, I heal it. All of your diseases. He's a healer this morning. He's a keeper. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Who are you serving this morning? If you're serving God, then you got to know that all things are possible. Don't sit down on your blessing. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let him pull you away. But you hold on to God's unchanging hand. Somebody ought to say, yeah! Yes, sir. I'm serving a possible God. He made it possible for me to have salvation. You know, I like to shout. Reason why I can shout, because he made it possible that my dirt and my old way of living and my downtrodden day have been forgiven by God. Because I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. I'm getting ready to shut up. But somebody in this house, thought that they wasn't going to make it. Somebody in this house was already almost ready to give up in despair. But the God's word came to them, spoke to your heart, said, hang in there. I'm not going to leave you. I know what you're going through. I am possible. I got all power. And as long as you're in my hand, that's what I'm talking about. When you're in the hand of God, no man can pluck you out They can call you everything but a child of God. But if you're in God's hand, you're secure. And everything's going to be all right.